mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A lot happened over the weekend in the Middle East, here in the United States. Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us. It's the last day of July, 2006, on this 31st day. We're going to have wide open phones in the first hour, into the second and third hour. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We'll get into the latest developments in Israel here in just a moment, some of the incredible police state developments here domestically as Bush tries to enact Patriot Act 2 legislatively, piecemeal, with a he's trying to canonize or put it into legislation, the secret arrest and secret detainment and secret trial of American citizens. That's already going on, but he's been doing it by basically executive color of law power. But again, now they're trying to legitimize it, so we'll be getting into that report. Joining us in the second hour, we have Nafiz Ahmed coming on. He's written a book on 9/11. He's got a new book coming out on the 7/7 bombings being an inside job. And then from Lebanon, from Beirut, Dar Jamal is scheduled to join us. And if you thought the phones were bad a week and a half ago when he joined us from the border of Syria and Lebanon, we'll have to cross our fingers and say a little prayer and hope that we are able to get him on for a frontline report from the war-torn capital of Lebanon, Dar Jamal, in the third hour. We're trying to get the foreign perspective on all of this. Of course, Dar Jamal himself is a Christian American who happens to be of Lebanese descent, so he has family over there. You know, what is it, like 35, 40% of Lebanese are Christian, ladies and gentlemen. You also, of course, know that Israel has called a ceasefire for 48 hours after the bombing that killed, now they're saying, 60 civilians, over half of them children. If you've got a stomach for it, you should go to Infowars.com and look at all the slideshows we've got of the dead toddlers still clutching toys in their little hands. The children went to sleep believing they were safe, and the Israeli military targeted them as terrorists. Of course, it's now come out that the UN over 10 times, it was 10 times last week, now it's over 10 times, told the Israelis, you're shelling us, you're bombing us, are you trying to attack us? Here is our exact coordinates, please stop. And as soon as the Israelis had the exact coordinates, they fired at least one missile right through the window, right through the opening of the bunker. Good shot there. Again, by design. But, oh, Israel doesn't target civilians or non-military targets, and I'm an Easter bunny. And then we also keep hearing about the Lebanese being terrorists. Look, whether you agree with them or disagree with them, this is asymmetrical warfare. It's guerrilla warfare. What do you think our troops do when they're in an urban warfare combat situation? This is the tactic that you carry out when you're against overwhelming odds. And so the news is saying proof of Hezbollah's cowardice and evil. Look at them hiding in civilian centers. Of course they're not wheeling out their anti-aircraft guns in the middle of a field. What would you expect Hezbollah to do? And again, I'm no fan of Hezbollah either. This is ancient tribal warfare. It's been going on for thousands of years, and it's not going to go away now. The Israelites have been fighting the people that are in Lebanon, formerly the Canaanites, for, what is it, almost 3,000 years or longer. And it's not going to end anytime soon. The point is, Israel is escalating this by design to try to usher in a wider war with Iran and Syria. And even the mainstream pundits are coming out with that view geopolitically on this subject. I'll run through some of the news in the Middle East. Of course, I'll give you my comments on the historical C-SPAN production that aired three times this weekend and is scheduled to air again tomorrow afternoon of our 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium in downtown Los Angeles, June 24th and 25th of last month.
It's year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we got two big guests joining us in the second and third hour. One of them from London, England. The other from Beirut, Lebanon, the capital of Lebanon, Dar Jamal, where they've seen some of the heaviest bombing in the last 2+ weeks, now 3 weeks. And we will have open phones in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. A really chilling article that I saw Friday after airtime that's posted on InfoWars.com right now. Bush submits new terror detainee bill. And let me just read one little paragraph from this. Scott L. Silverman, a retired Air Force judge advocate general, said the broad definition of enemy combatants is alarming because a U.S. citizen loosely suspected of terror ties would lose access to civilian court, due process, and all the rights that come with it. Administration officials have said that they want to establish a secret court to try enemy combatants that factor in realities of the battlefield and would protect classified information. And the article goes on. Under Section 802 of H.R. 3162, the USA Patriot Act, not even the reauthorization expansion, which is even worse, it clearly states that all misdemeanors are acts of terrorism, or suspected misdemeanor is terrorism. And then you can type into Google, there have been literally, it's over 50-something, I mean, it's probably 100 reports I've seen in the last 4.5 years, plus where a headline like Patriot Act used against toy store, or Patriot Act used against topless bar, Patriot Act used against homeless, federal court rules Patriot Act can be used in non-terror cases, or court rules, try this one, states using Patriot Act. That should get you 10 or 15. I mean, I'm not kidding. And that's just what I'm seeing. I can't see it all. I can't find it all. Even though you email it to me, I mean, we spend hours every morning and every night reading these, all the tips you send us. I spend hours. I'm, you know, been at the computer for 3 or 4 hours, 4 hour time a day, scanning all of this. Just, I've got probably 5 articles in the last week about local governments, not just state governments, using the Patriot Act against people caught with a half ounce of marijuana. And saying we don't need due process, we don't need warrants anymore. It is a reign of tyranny. All right, I'm digressing. That was just one article I wanted to get to later, and I'm already getting off into the details of it. But here's another one here out of Find Law. Playing with fire, the administration's draft bill on detainees would violate the Geneva Convention and thereby put Americans at risk. That's putting it lightly, sir. Here's a good report, though, CBS News. Judge rules against Bucks, league defends pat-downs. Now, right after 9/11, remember they had the Super Bowl. And they would introduce each player by them being retina scanned. I put a small clip of this in my film, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. And the entire game, every time they'd show you the stats of a player that had made a touchdown or a particularly good sack or tackle, or you know, things of that nature, they would then show you their face again in a retina scan and go, security activated, cleared, with this female voice, this assuring voice. And they have the U.S. Army out there illegally searching people, armored vehicles everywhere. Annie Rooney went on TV and said, I think everyone in America needs an implantable chip to prove they're good citizens and can be trusted. So we know there's been a full court press to condition us to do this. And then I got the Alabama Defense Force on video and photos of it from their own website. That's in martial law. It's happening everywhere. We have the Texas National Guard's change in operational mission and directives for gun confiscation, mass roundups, mass arrest. I mean, I've shown the actual documents on television given me by a member of the Texas State Guard who's also a police officer. It's all in there. And the photos and the video of all over the country, three-year-old children, it's their favorite, and being patted down by men and women in camouflage, being searched, everyone putting their hands up, some people being directed over and being searched, giving their tickets. As if a terrorist wouldn't just walk up, the best place to bomb somebody at a stadium would be in the turnstiles. That was a real threat, wasn't the government carrying out the attacks. I mean, it doesn't stop it. Nothing can stop it if it's real. Just like even in a total gun control society, you can't stop mass shooters. The only thing you can do is ensure you've got lots of armed citizens and armed police that can gun these pieces of filth down. This is federally written, federally documented. Tommy Franks, Governor Ridge, Michael Chertoff, Bush, they've all called for an indeposit comitatus, and they're illegally getting rid of it, folks. The official federal documents said that they were going to train us to go through checkpoints and be searched and lose our rights in the airports, that would then go to the streets of America, starting with train stations. Now, New York, New Jersey, Chicago, all over, they're doing the random pat-downs and searches and checkpoints. Now they want to do it at shopping malls. Now Viper teams in Miami and Dallas and other areas are TSA-trained individuals are out there searching people, and they're in SWAT team outfits just randomly. They say, oh, it's just random. Oh, that's how you catch terrorists. Yes, just randomly show up in Miami or Dallas and just start searching people. I mean, I'm sorry, folks. I may not be able to control myself if I'm just walking down an Austin street and there's goons getting on the backs of armored vehicles running up telling people at the side of, say, Barton Creek Mall to line up, we're going to search you. Of course, I will control myself. I'll probably puke afterwards. I mean, this is so banana republic. But the border's wide open. Oh, but Bush is going to put 6,000 troops on the border. Guess how many have been deployed total in the last 2 months? 1,100. If you even believe those numbers, and most of those were in logistics in the states sending smaller units there. So understand, you've got over half the people, according to press reports, just loading the trucks and getting them ready. And so they really sent about 550 people to the border, and they're not allowed to apprehend anyone. They're not allowed to have weapons. They're just, quote, allowed to, quote, pick up trash, do environmental conservation, and call the Border Patrol if they see any illegal aliens. You know how many Border Patrol are on duty at any one time on the southern border? A little over 2,000. Guess how many are on duty at any one time on the northern border? 300. There are less Border Patrol on duty on our entire border, our 4,000, 3,500 northern border, our 2,500 southern border, than there are in a medium-sized metropolitan city. It is a joke. So next time a cop pulls you over and says, mind if I search the car? And you go, no, I don't want you to. Well, what do you have to hide? And you say, well, it's a Fourth Amendment. Come on. Due process. You're just fishing. And they say, it's a post-9/11 world. Just go, what is your major malfunction? What is wrong with you? Do you want your children growing up in a society like this? And they'll come back so that it happened. Well, I'd like my children to grow up where they're safe. I mean, I use that voice because that's what they sound like around here. I mean, I get really sick of it. All right. I'm getting angry. By the way, I have not been to a UT football game. I have not been to a baseball game. I have not been to the Dale Diamond, and I mean, I'll be honest with you, I get up here and bash people that are totally obsessed with sports, and all they do is worship sports, and they know all the minute details of sports and all the trivia, but they don't know what the Bill of Rights is, they don't know our history, they don't know anything, they don't know who our founding fathers are, they don't know who their state rep is. But in the past, before 9/11, I would sneak off once a year to a hockey game or to a football game, and I'd go to a UT football game. I haven't been since the checkpoints and the rest of it, just because I'm going to boycott it. And by the way, a lot of other people are now boycotting it. I'm not going to take my family to any type of ball game and have a bunch of stupid goons search my family. Let me tell you something, too. In the past, I'd go about once a year when I had time tubing in New Braunfels, south of Austin. I don't go there anymore. You know why? Because the last time I did about 6 years ago, and now I'm told it's 24/7, trying to just, you know, ride a tube down the river, the police wade out in wader boots and search your ice chest and search you and make you line up, and they do it to everybody. And by the way, everybody I've talked to doesn't go tubing anymore in New Braunfels because of that, and now I'm told they may back off of that. You're scum. You're scum. You're enemies of America. You are cancer cells floating around in our body. You are un-American pieces of filth sitting there. They also, all over the country, they'll have something like a Bayfest in one town or, you know, on the coast. And you go to these things, and there's just troops. And they'll cordon off like a third of the city, hundreds of blocks, and just on major streets, and make you park your cars. No, I guess not hundreds of streets. It's just... I forget the exact map of that Bayfest they had out in Alabama. That's just one case where they had all the photos themselves. It was it showed the town, the city, and it was looked like about a third of the city. I don't know how big that is. It was huge. And then we get the photos and video. They post on their own government websites of little kids scared as armed troops search them. Oh, but we can't put armed troops on the border while Mexican troops on a weekly basis shoot at police and military and citizens. Yeah, we're citizens, not civilians. I'm so sick of police and mayors and governors calling us civilians. Again, that's part of the martial law nomenclature they started a decade ago under federal funding. They call us civilians. The mayor's a civilian. Police officers are civilians. Again, and you think, oh, it's just a term they use. No, they use that term for a reason. I am not living in an occupied country. This is not Iraq. This is not Baghdad. Words mean things. So I look at this article here. Security pat-downs of fans at Tampa Bay Buccaneers games are unconstitutional and unreasonable, a federal judge ruled Friday, throwing into question the practice at NFL games nationwide. U.S. District Judge James D. Whitmore issued an order siding with a season ticket holder who had sued to stop the fan searches that began last season. It did not begin last season after the NFL implemented enhanced security procedures. It's just gone system. Why? Look, they treat us like animals. They're introducing us to slavery, to domestication.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning...
All right, callers, I'll get to you in the next segment. I want to talk to you. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Welcome to this live Monday edition. I want to spend a few minutes on C-SPAN, though. They normally air a panel discussion that they take within 2 weeks, and we got really concerned almost a month into it when they had not scheduled it yet. In fact, it was about a month into it. late last week when they hadn't scheduled it. Then finally Thursday, it appeared on the C-SPAN schedule for Saturday night. They aired it twice Saturday night, once last night. They're airing it tomorrow at 5:15 Central, 6:15 Eastern. Yesterday it ended up airing late. They were going to have it air at like 2:15 in the afternoon, but Coffee Annan had a bunch of press conferences and other stuff, so it ended up airing a little bit over an hour late. So look for that to air. We need to really get everybody out there to email your friends, your family, your neighbors, post on the message boards, call into mainstream radio talk shows, and tell them if you want to know the truth about 9/11, tune in tomorrow at 5:15 Central to C-SPAN 1 for American Perspectives. It's titled The 9/11 Conspiracies. That's not what we titled it. It's what C-SPAN titled it. And the web is on fire. Normally C-SPAN's only got maybe a million viewers to its main channel and a few hundred thousand at any one time to its other channels, but this got really promoted thanks to you, the listeners, and the 9/11 Truth folks out there, and so a lot of people tuned in, and even more are going to tune in tomorrow afternoon. So if you're still going to be at work or stuck in traffic, TiVo it, record it on your VCR, whatever you've got to do, and use that, make copies of it, get it out to people, educate your friends and family, your neighbors. We posted it a few weeks ago for PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can go get a membership there. And our shoot was much better than the C-SPAN shoot. We had four cameras and had our cameras up close. And so you can watch that at PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member and want to see it right now. Or there are a bunch of copies that have been basically put on the BitTorrents and posted out there for streaming all over the web from the C-SPAN piece that aired over the weekend. And if you go to the main page of cspan.org, they also have a link right there on the main page where you can also watch it later this evening when you're at home or whenever you get a chance to. You can watch it right off of C-SPAN's main page in their recent programs section. There's a link to Saturday's transmission, telecast, whatever you want to call it, there for you. But I was sitting there Saturday night with my mouth hanging open, with my children sitting there on the couch with me, with my wife. I just can't believe that C-SPAN actually aired it, and now they have gotten such an incredible response. They're going to be airing it again tomorrow. So call C-SPAN, thank them for airing it. Call Washington Journal, tell them good job, and tell them to have more 9/11 events, more truth events, more exposés of 9/11. Tell them to have myself or others on Washington Journal with Brian Lamb. I know they've got satellite hookups right here in Austin, though most people now use these powerful T1 lines. When I was on CNN, I wasn't on satellite. They were doing it real-time via T1 with less delay than even satellite. And so call them and say, you know what, you ought to have Alex Jones on. You should have Alex Jones on with Brian Lamb. I know Brian's a little bit intimidated by me in the past. He's talked about on air before about having me on as a guest. For years, people have called him and told him to have me on as a guest. I've never encouraged you to do that because I didn't think there was a snowball's chance in Hades. I joked around the office that I'd eat my hat if C-SPAN aired it, and I have to tell you, I didn't think this would happen. I think they were trying to make us all forget about it and hope it drifted off into the sunset, but now they've jumped in with both feet because I believe all the phone calls and emails and letters and the continual bombardment of Washington Journal that's live for 3 hours every morning by you, the listeners of this broadcast, they have moved away from that stance of having a blackout on my information. So good job to everybody. This is a great moment for freedom-loving individuals exposing 9/11 as an inside job, a horrific criminal attack against the American people and the people of the world. So I salute and I commend all of you out there, but be sure and call into Washington Journal tomorrow morning to let everybody know that, hey, coming up tonight at 5 o'clock, 5:15 Central, C-SPAN's going to air a program exposing 9/11 as an inside job. Learn more details at InfoWars.com. I know we've had listeners for years bombarding CNN with calls and plugging this show and what we do here on the websites and telling them to have me on, but now is the time to strike while the iron is extremely hot. So let's get the lead out. Let's warn everybody that the government is very capable right now. They're cornered of carrying out more attacks, and we need to expose the fact that they're behind the attacks to hopefully back them off so they don't carry out another huge false flag, self-inflicted inside job operation. We'll come back and into Israel and take your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
War on corruption crashing through the lies and disinformation. We're here live Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, re-aired on the network and all our birds and shortwave and a lot of AM and FM affiliates from 9 to midnight Central. And I provide my own internet streams now to the listeners. You can still listen to all the Genesis streams. We have links to those on Infowars.com. But 24 hours a day, folks, I loop each day's broadcast at Infowars.com. You can listen at 7 in the morning, 10 in the morning, midnight. You can listen at 3 a.m. You can listen at 4 to 6. You can listen whenever you like, whenever it's convenient to you on Stream 1 at Infowars.com. Please spread the word about that as well. Because you, the grassroots, when you move, when you take action, when you stand up, when you get in the gap, it is unstoppable. So the power is in your hands to spread this message. All right. We're going to go to some of your phone calls, and then I'll get into the latest Israel information. I'm sure most of you already know what's really happening over there, but I'll recap some of the top stories today and get a little bit more into what's behind all of this from my point of view, my perspective, coming up. But right now, let's go to Mark in Chicago. You're on the air, Mark.
Hi. Hi, Alex. Great to talk with you. I was so impressed this week. It was 7 days in a row with Alex, wall-to-wall Alex, and the C-SPAN thing was wonderful. And KLBJ, I want to thank the program director there and the powers that be that have the guts to start this off like this, because I think eventually when this gets going, people can not only see that what's going on here, but the truth, and that there's money in the truth, too, and that we'll have ratings, because this is going to take off, Alex. Sometimes when you're in the eye of the storm, I think it's sometimes really hard to tell, but I look at this right now like mycelia running in a mushroom bed. You can't quite see it yet, but it's just run through the whole thing, and it's ready to pop up. I've been on the website, 911essentials.com. It's got links to all of your movies. It's got links to the radio stations that you're on. It's got links to your websites. It's on my hop site, built in the tradition of Webster Tarpley, and I'm a firm believer, that, as he is, that this is the main issue. People have to be made aware of that false flag terrorism is what is why we're in Iraq, why all these things are going on, why the police state's going on.
Yeah, 9/11 and false flag terror is the pretext to oppress the population, to put in their electronic voting machines, to continue the IRS scam and the Federal Reserve System. We're fighting them and beating them on all these other fronts, so 9/11 is an attempt to block us in all of our activities. We have to deal with that first. I agree. That is the central issue.
And this site is, like I said, it's kind of like, remember when you were in college or in high school and you had to get the cliff notes to learn something quickly? It's a link to a lot of the movies. I feature people like Ray McGovern, Barry Zwicker, Dr. Fetzer, David Ray Griffin, Morgan Reynolds, MIT guy Jeff King. I've got Stephen Jones in there. I've got you in there. I've got Ron Paul. I've got Kevin Ryan, David Shaler. I mean, Indira Singh. I mean, Michael Meacher, all the people that I've heard you talk about. And their links, their Google links to the movies. So it's a 911essentials.com that someone can go to right away. It's a one-page site with all the links right there in front of you. You can click on the movies, you can click on the links, and you can get it very, very quickly. You can get a very succinct understanding of what's going on. And then I have links, obviously, to all the great ST.
Well, that's awesome. It's 911essentials.com. Good to hear from you. Keep it up, my friend. Let's go ahead and talk to Linda in Rhode Island. Linda, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, you're the bomb, I'll tell you right now. I've been listening to you for just a few months now. I am addicted. I'm here at my computer every day at 12 o'clock. I'm trying to wake up people. I have more people that are interested in insulting me instead of wanting to find out the facts that I know. My relatives won't talk to me anymore. They're calling me sacrilegious and unpatriotic because they believe that patriotism is going along with the government and doing whatever they want, and I'm trying to tell them to look it up. It's actually the opposite. They are Christian conservative Republicans, and there's no changing their mind.
They call it sacrilegious. Worshipping George Bush, worshipping big government, worshipping open borders, worshipping gun control is conservative to them. You see, they got an easy life. They can go to sleep every 4 years, not worry about anything, just say, The country's in the hands of good conservatives, yes. But in reality, we're going to Hades in a handbasket here.
Yes, they don't understand any of that. And being here in New England, you know, we've got the Patriots football team, and I like to use the thing that if Tom Brady were accused of a violent a crime, it would be on the lips of everybody's everybody in every store here, everybody. You know, this is what we need to be getting on the lips of everybody. This stuff. And I want to say, did you see the Google video called Peace Propaganda in the Promised Land?
No.
Oh, boy, you have to see that. I know exactly now. I've been trying to put the pieces together, what's going on in Israel. Now I see it exactly. We are antagonizing them, people. We are making Israel step over the border. We are massacring.
Oh, that's admitted in Israeli and U.S. policy because they want to widen the crises.
You've got peace propaganda in the Promised Land. I just got it today from, I forget who they send me news, Truth News or something. You've got to see that.
I will. I'm going to let you go. You're a great caller, but your phone sounds like an electric razor. Keep it up. Just keep it up. Listen. Zogby poll, 48% of Americans believe 9/11 is an inside job. 68% believe there's a cover-up and a lie concerning 9/11. Now, there are pockets of people. A salesman will tell you that it's harder to sell even a good product to your friends and family because somehow they don't respect you. They think that you're trying to one-up them or put them down. It's easier to sell complete strangers. And when people laugh at you or they giggle at you or they snicker at you, don't let it make you feel bad. Move on. Don't waste your time on them. That's what's so great about message boards and sites where you can post information and letters to the editor, because then you just fire and forget. You put the information out, and then on a small website, hundreds will see it. On a big site, thousands will see it, or hundreds of thousands, same thing with letters to the editor. You know, you put 30 minutes into writing a letter to the editor, a good letter, you send it in, and, you know, let's say you're sitting there, you send your letter to the editor, you just change who it's addressed to in the email, you send it to 10 regional papers in your area, the two or three local papers, and then three or four papers outside your area, and guaranteed a couple of them are going to end up posting your letter to the editor. The Pentagon got caught with an over $100 million secret illegal program 2 years ago, remember? Of fake letters to the editor with different fake individuals who weren't even enrolled in the military's names and numbers. And then the newspapers would call to make sure it was a real letter, and they'd get a Army psychological warfare office, and the individual would sit there and pose as the person that they were mailing the letters out in that name. In some cases, though, they were mailing them out in real people's names. Unit commanders were ordered to write up fake letters and put members of their unit's names on them. Now, I mean, that is, even if you're pro-war, pro-neocon, pro-mindlessness, you should still be upset by the government domestically engaging in propaganda. Now, that was over $100 million. I forget, it was like $118 million or something. Go pull it up. And that had been going on for a year before the war and then about a year and a half into the war. That was about 2 years ago now. That was a whole separate program outside the $1.6 billion from 2003 to 2005 that just came out in the last few months. $1.6 trillion buying off reporters, planning fake news stories, producing fake newscasts. Can you say Running Man? Actual fake news airing in your area. $1.6 billion. $100+ million in fake letters to the editor? Well, these are real letters to the editor. You see, the globalists know the power of that. The globalists, look, every editor, every newspaper reporter is not a government agent. Most of the editors of big papers are. But what the establishment does is they hire fellow travelers. They hire people who already have the same globalist mindset. They hire people that aren't that smart. And then they just kind of continue to parrot whatever the establishment line is, whatever the establishment orthodoxy is. We're shattering that. People in these newspapers and on television and in Congress and in the system, because I'm talking to them, they're scared, they're freaked out, they want to go public. But they see bigwigs that do go public being systematically drugged through the mud and blacklisted, so a lot of them are afraid. But still, we're seeing exponential growth in defectors to truth and decency and honor. We're seeing people go public more and more every day, prominent individuals. I mean, Dr. Doug Rocky, I don't guess anybody's ever asked him about 9/11, former head of the Pentagon's DU program. Anti-terrorism expert. I say, is 9/11 an inside job? He goes, absolutely. Of course it is. I'm an anti-terror expert. I've looked at all this. It's an inside job, period. I mean, it doesn't matter now who I have on. I go, is it an inside job? And they go, yeah, it's an inside job. So we've got the intelligentsia. We've got the thinkers. We've got the real conservatives, the Dr. Paul Craig Roberts of the world. And we're going to win this fight. We're going to win this fight, ladies and gentlemen, if first off, we believe we can win. And that isn't even an article of faith. It's something greater. When you believe that the force we have is enough, when you believe and have confidence in the information we have, other people don't just see your good information. They also see that confidence, and that will get them to pay more attention to you and then check out what you have to say. But with hard-to-crack nuts out there, co-workers, family, others that just won't listen, if you're going to persist in trying to wake them up, give them Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Terror Storm. Videos are so effective with people that are mind-numbed. Because deep down, most people are smarter than they give themselves credit. Deep down in their gut, the reason they're having anxiety hearing this right now, those that are still zombies, the reason they're upset right now, the reason this is so frustrating to them right now, or the reason they're giggling right now, is because deep in their psyche, you know, the cerebral cortex, the frontal lobes of the brain, that's kind of like the RAM of the brain. The random access memory, it's the limited focus of the brain trying to harness what 95% of the rest of the brain is doing. You know, the quote subconscious is just the sum total of all the knowledge and data and information, all the thoughts that are going on in the background that your limited conscious focus isn't able to grasp. And so everybody in their gut knows 9/11 is an inside job. Everyone knows the truth already. And then when you go past your gut and you look at the evidence, it is an orgy of evidence, as I've called it. It's unbelievable how what an open crime it is. But the globalists count on being able to carry out these hoaxes in plain view. It's like the WMD hoax. Total lie. There's a lot of neocon people out there still believing they found WMDs. Or I remember being on the air 10 years ago warning you that Bayer and another Canadian company were knowingly putting HIV and hepatitis C in blood, and hundreds of thousands have died since then, and a lot of people laughed at me and didn't listen. Now it's mainstream news, but all those young people are dead. They're dead. See, people couldn't believe, though the documents are public and it's admitted they've been found civilly liable, that Bayer just said, well, HIV is in there and hepatitis C, and we don't care. We're going to go ahead and sell these tens of millions of doses we've made. We're going to just keep making it, and we're going to keep using people that we know have AIDS. We just don't care because they're Malthusian in the final equation. Now it's totally admitted. You didn't listen to me 10 years ago on local talk radio, 9 years ago syndicated. I'm talking to some of you out there, or people that even believe me. You still didn't take action and warn others. Do you think any of us are safe right now when we have a government and a corporate establishment that knowingly puts mercury in cancer viruses and vaccines, that knowingly let over 1 million people get AIDS worldwide, hundreds of thousands in the U.S., little innocent hemophiliacs, children? You think we're safe with a government that lets black men die of syphilis and turns out gave it to them, or radiates tens of thousands of American children with radiation and kills them, or pays the Israelis who carry out the radiation of 110,000 of Sephardic Jews? You think any of us are safe? You see, you've got to come to grips with the cold-blooded depths of hell wickedness, the ruthlessness that the New World Order revels in. They are proud of themselves. They literally see you like cows, like cattle, like bugs, like useless feeders, as Ted Turner called you back in 97 on C-SPAN. Got too many useless feeders. Got to get rid of them. He said useless eaters. Excuse me. Hitler quotes useless feeders. He said useless eaters. Kind of a paraphrase of that. So, how am I supposed to behave? How am I supposed to act when I know all of this is going on, and then I've got a family, and I've got a country I love, and I can't believe our entire heritage, and everything's being totally flushed down the toilet in front of us? And there's a bunch of people out there that won't come to grips with it. In your gut, your brain can do an instant computation with all the data you've got. That's what a hunch is. It isn't a hunch. It's the brain giving you a calculation so complex that even analyze it consciously. But forget the hunches. We have the hardcore evidence. But your hunch is, in your gut, that it's an inside job. 19 guys couldn't have NORAD stand down, couldn't do CIA insider trading, couldn't call public officials and tell them not to fly, couldn't have CIA drills that day so NORAD would get confused and think it was part of a drill, couldn't have bombs in the buildings, couldn't tell Rudolph Giuliani that Building 7 was going to catch fire and collapse, so get out of it. Couldn't do any of that. Couldn't mass U.S. and British troops north of Afghanistan in the weeks before the invasion and have the launch orders on their desk 2 days before the attack of 9/11. The hijackers didn't get their $100,000 from some guy in a cave. They got it from the head of Pakistani intelligence, ISI, and they weren't even hijackers. They were U.S. government agents, publicly admitted. Pensacola News Journal, Associated Press, MSNBC, on and on. Publicly, let me just say this again calmly. The dean of the Defense Language School went public saying the government carried out 9/11, then he was threatened with court-martial, then they dropped it. He was in the paper saying that their base was forced to train hijackers. Then we have all the other bases saying they trained hijackers in secret spy training and flight training. Then we have the heads of two different embassies, U.S. Embassy in Canada, in Ottawa, and in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, saying they were flagged as terrorists, and then the CIA called and sent with a national security order and said, you let them back in, their government agents, in an anti-terror training op. I've had the embassy heads on 4.5 years ago. That's how old this is. You expect me to just know all this and just sit here and not expose it? Huh. We'll be right back and take more calls. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Just a program note. The tickets are going fast. At this rate, in a week, we won't have any more tickets for the premiere of Terror Storm at the Lakewood Theater in Central Dallas on the 26th of August, coming up in, 26 days. And Jim Mars is going to be there with a speech, JFK to 9/11. I'm also going to show excerpts of the footage we shot up at the Bilderberg meeting in Ottawa last month, about 35, 40 minutes of that, and the band Shanghai Five will be playing from midnight till 2 a.m. So that's 7 to 2 in the morning. It's going to be an incredible event, beautiful Art Deco Theater. If you want hard copies of Terror Storm, it's available right now at Infowars.com, my new film. Please get it. Please make copies. Get it out to everyone. You can go to Infowars.com, secure video and online bookstore, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. You can also call that toll-free number and get tickets to the premiere in Dallas. 1-888-253-3139. Or see all the videos online in high quality, beautiful bandwidth right now at prisonplanet.tv. Wonderful activist tool, because you can watch them in high bandwidth, low bandwidth, three different formats to download them and burn them to CD and give them to people. And the high bandwidth copy, it's not as good as DVD or VHS, but it's getting darn close. What a great activist tool. Go burn copies of those to CDs all day and give them to people. 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv. All right, let's go talk to Gunn in Texas. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Alexander. I have Illuminati manuscripts in my library, Emma Jones. Oh, quickly, I want to shout out to Darsh Mahal for the work he does, and I want to wish him and his family safety and him a quick, safe trip home. Alex, this is
Hey, Gunn, you called a few times before. You always open it up with some interesting kind of riddle. What does "I have Illuminati manuscripts in my library, Alex Jones" mean?
Well, your name is Alexander Emmer Jones, but Illuminati manuscripts. Don't you have Illuminati manuscripts in your home library, Alex? I thought I heard you mention that on the air.
Well, I've got books about the Illuminati written 200 plus years ago, and I've got internal documents from the Bohemian Grove. I guess you could say I did. I just don't ever. I mean, you've always got some new comment opening salvo. I'm trying to understand. That's
all. I was just referencing about your library, what you have in your library. But like I said, Alex, this was a good weekend for you. You know, with Anna Russo's Freedom from Fascism and the premiere on C-SPAN. This is a verbal pat on the back for the hard work that you've done, the hard work that you've been doing literally since I was in high school. And quickly, Alex, I'd like to thank Violet Jones for the work she does as your producer, which is, I'm sure, is a lot of work, plus being your wife and a mother. Those are signs of quality. I say all this man-to-man, Alex, without any...
Well, listen, I appreciate it, Gunn. Take care. But listen, I don't need pats on the back. I'm just doing my duty here. I have to tell you, though, I did get a chill up my back watching it live on C-SPAN, and then Dick Cheney comes on right after us. It's just, that's got to make the New World Order mad. I mean, sticking my head in the mouth of the lion there, but, I just pray God's with us, and I certainly know God is. I just, everything's in his hands, so we'll see where this goes and how all this develops, but this has gotten a lot of attention, what happened on C-SPAN, and I cannot say it enough. They're going to air it at least one more time tomorrow at 6:15 Eastern on C-SPAN 1 and at 5:15 Central. Now, if there's some big breaking news or press conference, they will push it back, so it might be airing at 7, 8 o'clock. Just look for it tomorrow evening starting around 6:15 Eastern. C-SPAN, the 9/11 Neocon Agenda panel discussion. All right, we'll take some more calls and get our guest on. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.